is Abby, and I welcome you to The Art of Photography. In this podcast, I will explain how photography is important, how photography has developed and changed, and lastly, how photography affects our daily lives. I don't think people see how important photography is. I mean, imagine at your wedding, or your child's first birthday. While yes, both of those things are far in the future for me, I still want pictures of those days because they are so important. On a more personal level, my brother passed away when I was young. I don't remember much of him, but I wouldn't even know what he looked like unless my family had taken pictures. Photography is more than something used to remember life's greatest moments. It's also a passion, something that lots of people find great interest in. In school, most articles that you read have a picture to help you understand what you are reading so that you can comprehend what you've just learned about. Or in a history book, there's a picture of what the important person looks like or important place. We don't realize how important photography is and why we need it. The first ever camera was called the Kodiak. The Kodiak was made by George Eastman in 1888. Clearly, things have changed. Now we can take pictures in color or even on our cell phone. When we take pictures on our cell phone, we can do different things like editing and adding filters and even photoshopping objects or people out of our photos. The first camera to take pictures in color was invented in 1907 by a man named Lumiere Autochrome. For many people, photography is more than capturing great moments in time. It's also something that gives them a sense of relief. Like, if you enjoy sport, then you know, in a stressful situation, going and playing your sport for a bit takes your mind off of whatever was making you upset, and now you can start to calm down. Or a hobby, like making bracelets, or maybe just talking with a friend. While yes, photography isn't a sport, it is a hobby, and doing your hobby gives you a chance to just breathe. Capturing a great moment in time can feel amazing, but things have changed, and now most pictures that are taken are edited to look better. Sometimes the point of the picture is just to capture the base of the photo, and everything else will be added on later with different apps. Photography has advanced greatly to the point where we can get apps for our phone. We can edit our photos on. Most of the apps are free, but some of the very, very good ones are a couple of dollars. There are apps for a camera that are not on your phone that you can download to a desktop, or a Chromebook, or a general laptop, or even an iPad device or a phone. I am so grateful for the ways that photography has changed over the years. Photos nowadays don't even have to be from a camera. They can also just be edited. And a visual of what people think something looked like or what people want something to look like. Many people who are building houses use different apps to develop what they want their building to look like before diving deeper into how they will make it and when they will make it and the interior and stuff like that. I cannot wait to see what the future has for what photos will look like and how they will improve and what kind of editing apps there will be. I have a feeling that it will be pretty similar because technology is already so crazy, and it's hard to believe how much a computer or a cell phone or an iPad can do now. I hope this podcast helped you understand how photography is important, why we need it, and how it's developed. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day or night, or maybe just have an amazing day tomorrow. Thank you so much for staying and listening. I will see you all later. Bye!